Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen. Chapter 1. The Affairs of the Family of Dashwood. The family of Dashwood had long been settled in Norland Park, Sussex. Mr. Henry Dashwood lived with his only son as his wife had passed away. She had had a large fortune, and when she died, she left it all to her son, but with one condition. The money and house would only be passed on to her son once her husband had died as well. After several years, Mr. Henry Dashwood married again and had three daughters. His new lady had no money at all, and he understood that, to his daughters, he would not be able to leave much on his death. Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret would only get what Mr. Dashwood would manage to save during his lifetime, as he could give them nothing from his first wife's fortune. But Mr. Dashwood was a cheerful man, and hoped to live many years, and by living economically he would be able to save enough money so that his daughters would have reasonable incomes. Also, he hoped his eldest son would help his half-sisters, if such help was needed. When his eldest daughter, Eleanor, was only 19, Mr. Henry Dashwood suddenly became very ill and died within 2 months, leaving to his widow and daughters only £10,000. His son was sent for as soon as the danger was known, and Mr. Dashwood's last words were to ask him to help his stepmother and sisters. The son, Mr. John Dashwood, was not a bad person, unless to be rather selfish and rather cold-hearted is to be bad. In fact, had he married a nicer woman, he might have been made a nice person himself. Unfortunately, Fanny Ferrars, who he married, was even more narrow-minded and selfish than he. Consequently, during their marriage, her husband, who was very fond of her, had been made a strong caricature of his earlier self. When his father was dying, Mr. John Dashwood promised to do everything in his power to make his stepmother and sisters comfortable. After his father's death, he had to consider how much everything really was. At first, he thought he could give them £1,000 each. "Yes, I could spare the sum very easily," he thought to himself. But his wife did not see it in the same light. To take £3,000 from the fortune of their dear little son would be making him almost poor. How could he rob his child of so large a sum, and then to give it to his half-sisters? "It was my last promise to my father, my dear Fanny," her husband replied. "He begged me to do something for my sisters and their mother after his death." "Well, then let something be done for them, but that something need not be £3,000. "I would not like them to think mean of me, you know," added Mr. Dashwood. "There's no knowing what they might expect. But the real question is what you can afford," said the lady. "To my mind, they need no more money. They may live very comfortably on the £10,000 they've been left." "That's true," Mr. Dashwood brightened up. "Perhaps, then, it would be better to do something for their mother while she lives. £100 a year would make them very comfortable." "Undoubtedly," answered the lady. "But if Mrs. Dashwood lives another 15 years, we shall be ruined."
15 years? But my dear Fanny," exclaimed Mr. Dashwood in horror.
"Well, my experience is that people seem to live forever if there is money to be paid them," said Mrs. Dashwood calmly.
"Perhaps then," said Mr. Dashwood, after a moment's thought, "I should just help them from time to time, occasionally, whenever we can afford it."
"Precisely, my dear," said the lady with satisfaction. "In fact, I think they may live so comfortably on their own money that they will be much more able to help you than you can them."
and thus it was agreed that between them it would be absolutely unnecessary, if not highly improper, to do anything for the Miss Dashwoods or their mother. Soon after Mr. Henry Dashwood's funeral, Fanny Dashwood arrived at Norland Park with her servants and made herself the mistress of the house, reducing Mrs. Henry Dashwood and her daughters to the status of her guests. Of course, she had the right to come. The house was now her husband's, but it was a most unkind behaviour to the four ladies who still needed peace after the death of their dear husband and father. Mrs. Henry Dashwood, the widow, who felt everything in double strength, whether it was joy or offence, wanted to leave the house as soon as she could. She immediately started to look for a new house for her and her daughters, inexpensive enough for her to afford it. The task was not easy, though, and in the meantime the ladies had to stay in Norland Park and put up with Fanny Dashwood. It was a little easier when Mr. Edward Ferrers, Fanny's brother, came to visit them. Edward was totally unlike his sister. He was a gentlemanly young man, kind-hearted and sensible, even if not very handsome. Mrs. Henry Dashwood soon noticed that he showed much interest in her elder daughter, Eleanor, and that Eleanor was beginning to fall in love with him, too. "In a few months, my dear Marianne," she said to her younger daughter, who had just turned 17, "Eleanor will be happily married to Edward Ferrers." "But you do not look happy, my love," she added, as she saw Marianne's expression. "Don't you think him a good choice?" "Edward is," said Marianne with hesitation, "the most kind-hearted person in the world. But he has not the spirit which a young man ought to have. He is not lively enough, doesn't dance or sing well, and is hopeless at reading poetry." "But, Mamma," she exclaimed after a moment, "the more I know of the world, the more I am sure that I will never find a man who I can really love. I want so much." Such were the strong feelings of the mother and daughter, who were very like each other, in the fact that they knew no limits in either their happiness or despair. Eleanor, however, did not share this characteristic. She was made very unhappy by her father's death and her sister-in-law's unkindness, but she could bear it and try to make the best of every situation. On the other hand, she could not be too enthusiastic about the prospect of marrying Edward Ferrers. Even though she saw his feelings for her, she knew not whether they were for love or friendship. Besides, she understood that there were other things and people to consider. Fanny and Fanny's mother, Mrs. Ferrers, would not be happy to see their eldest son and brother married to a woman with no money. And she was right. As soon as Fanny Dashwood noticed the interest that her brother showed in the eldest Miss Dashwood, she became even more impolite to her guests. One morning, she mentioned quite directly how her brother shall be protected from any young girls who tried to marry him. Mrs. Henry Dashwood could bear it no longer, and replied that she and her daughters were moving out of Norland the next day, as that very morning she had received a letter which would make it possible.